would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going? Welcome to episode 182.
Not the same. Don't try force it now.
You're never getting it back.
Yeah. Anyway,
try force it.
Sure, look, these things happen, and you're very welcome to this episode as this happens.
It's a good episode.
It is.
You sent out the invoites for your wedding?
Yeah, I gave his two there, into the hand.
Mm. We'll open them on the episode.
RSVP.
We talk about decorating gaffs, not just for Christmas, but just in general.
Kind of like your ideal version of your house.
Yeah.
You could get away with it.
And I can't.
No, he couldn't.
Not a chance in hell.
It'd be nice though.
Yeah, it would be nice. It would also be nice if we found out if aliens really existed, and we talk about that in the podcast.
We've talked about that quite a bit.
Spoiler, they fucking do.
Ah, no.
Owen, will you tell us about Nicola Tallant's new podcast that she has coming out with Go Loud?
I will.
What's it called?
It's called The Gambler.
About gambling?
It's about me?
Well, it's about a man from Limerick. Pat Sheedy is his name. Mm-hmm. And he, from an early age, started gambling. Kind of, yeah. Just spiraled into a pretty extreme gambling addiction. And to pay for it, he committed a lot of cons, frauds, crimes of all sorts, all over Limerick, all over Ireland. And he was in prison, and he called Nicola Tallant, so she gets a phone call just about a couple of years ago. And he has some information for related to someone who was essentially the bad guy in The Witness. Remember Nicola's?
Yeah, yeah. Podcast, mm-hmm. Previous podcast, yeah.
And he has a bit of information about that, because they're in the same prison together.
Oh,
tell us, will you?
Soon after that, then Nicola realises this guy has called her from the prison. Has a pretty interesting story himself, and a couple of years later, here we are. So The Gambler is it's kind of part true crime, part just like a really interesting character.
Part how to?
if you want to know how to do...
Maybe part how not to.
Part, yeah. There's some interesting scams in there.
Go on,
yeah.
Tell us everything about it.
Well, you can get your first few episodes now. Off you go. The Gambler.
We'll have a listen.
Yeah. So, to all our loyal Stalit listeners. Yeah.
Check it out. I'm sure it's good. Nicola's always good for an old true crime podcast, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
The people who brought you The Witness.
The band are brilliant. Back together.
They're back together. They came and joined us.
The Go Loud squad.
And I've been working on it a bit too. It's very interesting. And it doesn't all go exactly how you expect either. They spent a long time working on this, and there's a few points while they were working on it. They're like, okay, didn't see that coming.
Is that interviews? Is it kind of like documentary? Yeah. It's interview series?
Yeah. Full-blown documentary. There's interviews with Pat Sheedy. There's interviews with his victims. There's interviews with all sorts of stuff. Yeah, it's good.
Is there an interview with The Gambler?
He is The Gambler, Pat Sheedy.
Pat Sheedy. Can we just call him The Gambler?
Sure, yeah. The Gambler is front and centre.
Okay.
He did lots of interviews. Yeah.
Good song.
Yeah. Is he nervous though? He's spilling all the beans. Don't want
to
sell.
No, he said he's changing. He was talking to Nicola on the phone from prison. He's like, I'm a changed man.
And he just got information about your man from The Witness from being in prison with him.
Yeah, listen to the podcast.
I will. Right. I should just do that.
That question will be answered for you in the first few minutes.
Yeah, we'll do that. We should probably do that instead of asking all.
Yeah. Right, what were we saying anyway?
Little invitation to the wedding of the year.
There's one for you as well.
I see it, yeah. He's the star of the show. Let him have his moment.
Will I open it or do I have to wait until Maura is present?
To you.
You always do that?
You spelt Maura's name wrong.
No, I didn't.
You did. There's no fodder on it. Forgot the fodder.
How do you glue these shut?
That means there's money inside, isn't it?
That's the good stuff.
Oh, that is.
Can we just start by saying gold envelopes? Gold envelopes.
Very nice,
yes.
Envelopes.
You can never just say like, geez, they're nice. It's always like, oh, gold envelopes. Oh, you wore a chain out of fucking...
Were you nervous about this?
Yeah, I was. I was like, geez, I don't know whether I just might text them.
I'm trying to open this envelope.
That's like a plastic envelope. What are you saying?
This.
What are you saying?
We are, There's a
proper
ribbon.
Sticky.
And a bow.
Oh, cloth and all. You spelt your name wrong.
You did.
Sure.
Look at that. Do you...
Is it... double-sided.
Okay, so we have like a...
Fancy.
Don't give away the venue. Don't give away the time. Don't give away...
Okay. Amy Corcoran and Darren Conway. Amy Corcoran gets forced billing.
Yeah. That's always the way, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
You don't have to take the ribbon off. You'll ruin it, man.
I just want
to
see it. Sorry. Does that stay on it then?
You don't take the fucking ribbon off. Nice, aren't they?
Lovely, very nice, yeah.
Few quid on a piece of paper.
You have an email. You have an email address and everything.
Yeah, yeah. And a bus.
And your phone number.
On the Shamrock.
Oh, the back. Oh, the back. The wedding venue. Is that a picture of it? It's lovely, isn't it?
That's very fancy.
Oh, there's a timeline of the night and every day. Yeah, look at that.
This is the most information-packed invite I've ever got to anything.
Isn't that good, isn't it?
That's a timeline.
But that's what you want. You want graphics, information.
There's transport information. There's obviously the venue information. You're just giving out your phone number like that, aren't you? A man like you.
Friends and family, isn't it?
Edgy. Edgy little bit at the end there. Can I read it?
Big one.
And this is something interesting just to kind of talk about in general. Yeah, the kids. Yeah. Well, we love to see. I mean,
that's a generic piece. That's just like they just put on it.
Well, we love to see children laugh and play. Our wedding will be an adult-only kind of day. That kind of sounds sexy. Like anytime you put adult in front of anything, like, oh, I'm gonna watch a movie. Okay, that's good. It's an adult movie. It's a porno.
It's better than saying, "Here, no fucking kids." Yeah.
Yeah, I love playing with toys, adult toys. This is an adult kind of day, an adult day. Deadly. Does it feel real now that these are gone now?
Not really, no.
No?
It won't feel real until the day.
Oh, wait until a couple of days beforehand, then it feels very real. He texted me the other day to say, "Yeah,
are you going?"
He says, "Are you going? Because I'm doing the invite, so if you're going, I'll give you one."
That's the strangest way to invite someone.
So I just told him that's not how invites work.
It's like an invite to be invited.
That's because when you spend so much money on a piece of paper, you'd rather just know if they're going before you give it to them.
Yeah, I wasn't giving you that. I was like, I know what he's up to here. Well, I figured you were just being lazy. Amy had put you in charge of doing the invites.
I know, I've done very well with them now.
Yeah, that's your handwriting.
I've done the printouts on the front with the stickers, the addresses, and...
Who closed the envelopes?
Amy.
They printed
were lick you, you know, you pull like a piece of sticker off it. Like.
That's sturdy.
That's what you want.
Look at that.
Proper stickage. And I noticed that on the front of the envelope, there's printout stickers with the names of the people invited. Is that from like the machine you got last Christmas?
No, actually, it was just a template I got online, and then we bought like A4 stickers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you got Joe and Mara. I just got Owen Brennan.
Yeah, but on the invite,
formal.
On the invite, it
second
says
name,
it does say my wife's name. You're not allowed to.
Deadly.
You're not allowed to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting. That's going to be a great day. Special day.
Bit of crack. Bit of crack, huh?
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Are you going, are you?
Yeah, I was always going. I just.
Oh, fuck.
I wasn't telling you.
How do we.
I was sweating thinking they weren't going. I was like, what am I going to do now?
It tells us to RSVP by the 31st of January.
Just text us or email. Or else just tell me if you're going.
Can I do it? Can I just
it's
say,
for the
yeah,
people
yeah, yeah.
I sent in the post, like, you know, you just fucking give us a text there. So whoever doesn't text, we'll just take it they're not going.
Can't go.
Good way of doing it.
Do I have to text you?
I'll just take it that you're going now.
Good.
Are you texting them? You have your phone now. I was like, yeah, are you literally texting them?
Just text me saying, I'm going.
Yeah, see you there, mate. And you've an email address and everything.
Yeah, just set that up the other day.
Has anyone gotten in touch with the special dietary requirements?
Yeah, someone said lettuce, please.
No one yet.
Just lettuce, please.
A plate of lettuce.
We only sent them out yesterday. Fucking stamps, man. Pricey.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm glad you're bleeding just brought it in and hand-delivered them. Is anyone else getting hand-delivered invitations?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah?
People in our job and then my mates and stuff, they'll be over in the gaff and that. Just hand it to them.
These aren't holding any punches, with it?
Yeah, this is just the invites. I can't wait to see what actually... There's going to be stormtroopers at this, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting.
Oh, man. I'm excited. There's a lot of pressure on it now.
Ooh.
A lot of expectations.
Ah, there's none.
If there's no stormtroopers, I'm going home. I'm demanding a refund.
It'd be right to go home if there wasn't any.
I'd be saying, can I have my card back? Oh, you don't have a gift registry. You're not doing that?
Oh, no.
Cash only?
I'm totally against that.
Yeah?
Gift registry. Totally against it. Is that like a list of items that you want and you let people know, I want an air fryer? Fuck off.
It's just to help people buy you a gift. People don't really like giving cash.
Some people don't. They're going to have to start liking it.
Gift vouchers will do.
One for all.
I'm going to give you a bag of plastic bottles.
Yeah, a few 15 cent on them there. Yeah. If you add them up, like, you know, if you add them up, I just go to bed with a gift. Just a big fucking little bag full of fucking plastic bottles.
A few quid off that. At least €8 in there. At least €8.
So when you add them up, like, you know, we could get to a few quid back when you add them up. Yeah, no, stop saying that now. Stop keep saying about adding them up.
I don't want them fuck off during my wedding.
It's good.
The fella's only about half a foot long. Fuck's sake.
Come here, listen to me.
Yeah.
Daniel's put your Christmas tree up.
No.
Is that mad early to put your Christmas tree up?
I went to see Santa with the kids.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
What the
M&S, fuck? The M&S Christmas ads are on. All the Christmas ads are on. They're playing the Christmas music in the shops.
They're playing on the radio too, which I'm not a fan of.
Yeah. We put
silly
it up.
Silly decision.
Our whole gaff is done.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah.
I still have my way in there.
Once I'm a celebrity, get me out of here starts. It's all right to put your Christmas tree up. And now you have to eat Dex balls.
No. Yeah, we still have Halloween decorations on me windows.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's some bollocks, isn't
he? I just haven't gotten the chance to take it down. Like, I'm just a lazy fuck. Yeah, I just haven't had a chance. Where do you get the time to put up blatant Christmas decorations, Darren?
That's Amy for you. Like, fucking, like, just, if she wants to do something, she'll do it within that hour. She'll just go, right, I'm doing it now. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, let's just have a game, man. Come on, please, like, please, Saturday, like, come on.
Oh, guys. Do you know, I actually wish they were up. I'm in the Yuma for Christmas. I'm open to it this year. And I'm like, come at me.
Mm.
Come at me. Christmas, I've got you.
We got a new Christmas tree.
Another one.
The other one. Remember I was telling you what happened with the dryer?
Like, you may as well just get a fucking real tree.
Because it got wet and it smelled. Like,
put it in the dryer?
It was beside a dryer that was leaking. Like, it was like a small leak in it. Over time, it was a bigger leak, I suppose. And it destroyed the Christmas tree. Had to throw it out.
Not go for a real tree, no?
I don't like them. Scabby looking things. Sorry.
Only if you get a scabby one.
Yeah. You got to shop around. Could it's get just a like smell, it, though.
That's why I don't like them, is the smell.
Oh, that's
and they Christmas look scabby.
How can someone hate the smell of Christmas trees and start Christmas in the middle of November? That's a complete contradiction.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point, Darren.
You could just have like a fake Christmas tree forever. In my case, probably not forever, but a while.
People like candles that smell like Christmas trees because they like the smell of Christmas trees so much.
I think that's sick. I think they're sick people. Demented.
Lovely. It's a sweet kind of dewy.
It's not. It smells like fucking dock leaves and all. A load of fucking bark.
It smells like the canal.
Smells like seaweed.
No, it smells lovely. It smells like cinnamon gingerbreads.
It doesn't.
Cinnamon gingerbread baubles.
Oh, it actually does.
Yeah.
But you get a real one, do you?
Yeah, every Christmas. It is annoying, though.
They have about 10 branches on them.
They don't.
Little skinny thing.
They don't. Where did you get your... Let's talk about your scabby little Christmas tree. Where did you get your scabby little plastic Christmas tree?
Home store and more.
And you had to bend out the little scabby things.
Yeah. Put all the lights on.
Did he have the lights on them already?
Yeah, put the lights on them.
Or it's not
about 2,000 lights on the thing.
What colour is it?
The tree?
Yeah.
Look grim.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. My ma has a pink one. My ma has a pink Christmas tree.
Yes. I love it.
Let's you go in the sitting room, it's a pink Christmas tree.
I'm just imagining your nanny sitting beside a pink Christmas tree.
She's sitting opposite, watching fucking Pawn Stars.
So was it big? Did you get a big one?
Got an 8-foot yoke.
8-foot?
What?
See, they're not even 8-foot because when I'm standing there, when it's up, I'm taller than it. Like, I think I said this already, did I?
No, not that I recall.
I think I might have.
Is it 8-foot wide?
No, it's definitely not 8-foot wide.
I got a Christmas bush.
Like these trees, they say like 6-foot, like... I'm like 6 foot and I'm way taller than the 6 foot one. 8 foot one is like the same height as me. I don't know if it's like 8 foot when the stand is on it.
Probably, yeah.
But it's still not 8 foot.
Still not 8 foot?
No. It's a bit taller than me, like, And a bit taller than me is an 8 foot.
8 foot is probably the height of your ceiling.
It's a little, yeah.
Is it touching the ceiling?
No, no.
Does it have a star on top?
Yeah, little shite yoke.
Yeah, you're a star man, not an angel man.
I'm a star man, yeah.
Star man. David Bowie.
Mm.
You a star man or an angel man?
Don't let's get this hot take. Are you a star man or an angel man?
I don't answer questions.
I'm a little angel boy. I'm a little dainty angel. Oh, Christmas trees. Oh, Christmas trees. Yeah, I'm going to go pick star. One. I'm going to cut it down. You're a star man.
Yeah. Angel's a bit too angely.
Yeah. A bit too religious.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit too Jesus-y. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, we are talking about the day, Jesus' birthday. Like, mad.
Is it? Is it really?
Yeah. Yes. Happy birthday, Jesus.
It's a midwinter festival.
It's literally called...
It's just dressed up paganism, that's all it is.
Well, let's change its name then. Let's go stop right calling it...
Oh, you want to ban Christmas, do you?
No, I don't. I love it. I'm all about it. I'm like, yeah, celebrate Jesus.
Celebrate Christmas all December.
Oh, do you have a manger? Do you have aunt religious in your decorations?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Well, I mean, the star is religious.
The star, I suppose, is religious, is it? Nothing else, though.
Nothing?
No.
Do you?
I have a manger, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a manger. A crib.
I used to like the crib.
You used to have
it. I used to play with it, yeah. I was like, where the fuck's Jesus? He's missing until Christmas Day.
If I had kids, I'd get all the train set and all going around. I'd have the whole works.
That's not religious. That's the holy train.
The Jesus train.
That's the train to Jerusalem.
That's what we'd be calling it. I put a little Jesus on top of it. Have him go around the bend. See you later. I just watch him going around and the thing is going, every time he comes past, he'll go, see you later. See you later. Come on, we all go on the Jesus train.
What about a candle in the window? Do you do a candle in the window?
I do the candles in the window.
That's religious.
But the triangle? The
triangle candles, yeah.
Are they religious?
They're religious, yeah. They're to let
all the bad spirits out.
No, it's like because when Mary was looking for somewhere to squeeze our baby out, everyone was saying fuck off to her.
And then she went to the gaff with the candle.
Well, now we leave a candle in the window to say, like, you're welcome.
Welcome in if you want to have a baby.
Yeah, but...
So people come in and have a baby and they're sitting there.
Yeah, yeah. You'll probably have a pregnant board knocking.
I'm going to take them down.
Yeah. I have them all the time. They're always knocking on the door. I mean, if you go to the Rotunda Hospital, you'll see no bleeding candle lights in anyone's windows around there.
Fuck off!
Having babies in my sitting room.
Amy. Oh, do you have a fake or a real Christmas tree?
Real.
Real?
Yeah.
Every year?
Yeah.
Or do you keep the old one?
I keep it for a lot longer than I should.
Mm.
Does it start decaying?
It just kind of dries out and gets really fucking crispy.
Mm.
It doesn't really decay and rot. It flops. The weight of the ornaments kind of pull the like, branches down.
Like pork crackling?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit,
I'll mill that Christmas tree.
Like when you're pulling it out the door, like all the branches to be snapping off. And
getting rid of it is a pain.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's a disaster.
Like you'd rather just have a fake one, put it in the bag, zip it up and put it in the attic for a year. So much better. No smell or anything.
No joy.
It smell like fucking leaves.
No smell, no joy.
There is something special about a real Christmas tree that once it's up, like it feels like, fuck yeah, this is,
this is
an outside tree stinking. In my house.
This is so smelly.
So pissy. Now that I have a dog though, I'm a little bit nervous about it.
Yeah. My little fucking dog keeps going under it.
Our little, your little chihuahua.
Feel me head in, man.
Puppies, man. Puppies. Do you have chain link decorations? I miss chain link decorations. The ceiling doesn't get the same love that it used to back in the day.
Like the tinsel stuff.
Not even like, not tinsel, but like chain link kind of things.
Oh, they're
like,
fucking, that's very tacky shit.
Ah, it's old school now. I think
smelly Christmas tree and all that. Like the goldish coloured ones and green and red and blue.
That
reminds me of a pub in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's like horrible decorations, doesn't it?
Everything went gold and silver, didn't it, a few years ago?
Yeah.
It used to be multicoloured.
Yeah, it did.
The lights, the baubles, everything. Now it's all very
white. Everything was really like bright, tacky.
Now it's very tasteful.
Ugh, I blame the Kardashians for that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Everything just went beige. As soon as Keeping Up with the Kardashians came in, people painted their houses grey, white and beige, and the colour just went out the window. It's just, everything is bleh. I want colour.
You want wallpaper.
I want flashing blue, red.
Flowery wallpaper.
Lights. Yeah, I'd have some of that. If I had me way, now I'd have a mad looking gaff. I would have a mad looking, like, it's the colours that it's painted in and the style that it's in.
Give us a tour of your ideal.
Man, it'd be like walking through Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Right,
like,
so you're going through the hall.
In my gaff, as it is now.
Mm. So it's now it's modern and...
Me front door would be like a vault or something. So it'd be like being in Harry Potter or something. So you have to like open it with a big wheel at the front. And it'd be like, come on in. And you'd be like, ah, this is fucking deadly. And then you'd be in. And then like you'd have to walk through a hall that has lots of, not flowery wallpaper, but old school stripy wallpaper with old images on it. Like of...
Like a khaki grain on...
A fruit you never even tasted. Like...
A what?
Apricots.
What, on the fucking wallpaper?
On the wallpaper. Now, you can't go licking it now. Let's not get...
A fruit you never tasted. I don't think I've ever had an apricot.
A palm tree. Indoors. A palm tree.
Okay.
Yeah, you having some of that?
I like palm trees, yeah.
Yeah. And some crazy lampshades. Like some crazy...
Like dusty ones?
Not dusty, but like kind of cool ones. I don't know what they would be. Maybe they'd be made of like a blue crystal going right around.
Fuck all matching. No matching.
Oh, no, there's no space for matching.
Just colour everywhere.
If anything matches, you're actually making a mistake, I think. Everything has to be random, pure random. And you're just like, everywhere you look, you kind of see something and it's different. And you, every time you walk through the house, you notice something different. Like when you walk through my hall, you'll see three massive frames. And myself, and because it's a kind of a, you know, it's just a hall, three massive frames, and we had options. Do we put corny family photos in it? Or
photos of random people?
Moira wanted like tasteful waves, so just photos of the sea in there, so it's a little bit calming as you walk through.
Very bathroomy.
It is kind of bathroomy. And then and in each of them, like, you know what I mean? So it's kind of the... And I wanted cinema posters. I wanted three of her favourite... I wanted, like, The Jungle Book, The Shining, and...
I did that.
And let's just say fucking...
I put a Joker poster up in the sitting room and had it up there for about a year. And, like, Amy's just like, get rid of that, like, after it. I got a year out of it.
That's good going.
Yeah.
That's good going.
So I can see where you're going with that.
And everywhere. I'd like pictures everywhere. Books. Go into the sitting room. Lots of entertainment. I want speakers on the walls and I'd like lots of entertainment. Lights. Like mad fucking...
Clown in the corner?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like a, clown, like a statue.
Oh.
Clown like statue.
No.
A post box in the clown. House. A what? Real clown.
You want something random and strange and you want entertainment.
I wouldn't have a real fucking clown.
That'd be terrifying, man.
I was thinking like a...
So you're playing it too safe there.
Like a doll or something. Like a doll clown.
Like a doll clown, yeah. And do you ever go to like a shop that sells ice cream and they have that big giant ice cream outside? Yeah. I don't know where I want it, but I want it in my house.
I had one of them in my house once.
Get the fuck out of here.
Why did you have that in your gaff? Locked?
Locked. Yes.
Well, I'm going to scary.
Get that ice cream. Get the big ice cream.
I love the big ice. 99. I go up now. Come on, we're going to
bring it. Those are fucking sprinkles.
Get up out of there.
Not my current house. When I lived with my parents, I was a much younger man. The flake was broken off. Still had the flake, but the flake was detached from the 99.
Came off of the chain,
from
did
the
it?
Ice cream.
No, he's trying to eat it. Give us a bit of that flake there.
I didn't steal it.
It was stolen by a friend and just ended up in your house, yeah?
Essentially. And it stayed there for a long time. And it was a great great conversation starter.
Somebody
get the small talk. What's the crack with that fucking ice cream?
It's bad as shit that you'd stay. Somebody stole, in my house, somebody stole Beatles memorabilia from a pub, like newspaper clippings. And then I brought it to an auctioneer's to get evaluated to see if it was worth it. It was when they came over. They visited Ireland one time and never came back. And there was newspaper clippings on a wall in a pub. Someone took it down, screwed it off the wall. Don't know how.
They gave it to you?
Came home, gave it to us, yeah. And then I brought it in to get evaluated. And they said, leave it with us. We'll give you a call tomorrow with a price. And I never heard from them again. And I went in and the person that I gave it to in there wasn't there, and nobody had any recollection of this Beatles memorabilia.
So it was robbed twice?
Yeah.
Good
but
enough.
It's somewhere. It's somewhere.
That's mad. You probably shut down shop, got about fucking 8 billion quid for it. Did that really happen?
That really happened, Jay, yeah.
Jesus.
Just in the vein of bringing things home drunk.
And it was a friend of yours, was it?
It's a friend of mine, yeah.
When you were all younger, like, playing with yourself, and when you're all younger, you know, when you're younger, you can get away with that stuff.
Mine actually was.
Sure, I was robbing fucking ice creams in Extra Vision. I can't say that, can I? I was hanging them up on my wall.
Well, I didn't steal it. But yeah, that's what my house would look like. It would be decorated with mad random shit. Like,
would you have like a zebra or something? Like a,
oh yeah,
an ornament? Not like life size, but...
No, life size, yeah.
Life size.
Like with a tutu on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one thing I...
A bit artsy, like, you know.
This is too expensive. I haven't let myself buy this yet. But have you ever seen It's a Wonderful Life?
I haven't seen it, but I'm aware of it.
Is it It's a Wonderful Life, where they have the leg in the window?
Musical, is it?
No, it's not It's a Wonderful Life. It's a happy, a good Christmas or something like that.
What kind of leg are we talking about here?
A lady's leg. So the dad is... it's about the boy who wants the BB gun.
Is it a leg lamp?
It's a leg lamp, yeah.
A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story.
Never heard of it.
It's a great Christmas film. You should watch it this Christmas.
Hallmark.
We're back to Christmas.
Oh, no. Yeah, but just in the vein of Christmas and decorating your house for Christmas, in that film, the outfella keeps cutting out coupons from magazines to collect something, and you don't know what you're going to collect. And he receives his gift after a long time of saving these coupons, and it's like a woman's sexy leg in like net tights, and it's a lamp. But he was like, fuck it, I collected the coupons, it's going up in the window. And it's like an iconic Christmas decoration now that no one has, for good reason. But I really want it. I want that leg lamp, that sexy leg lamp.
Okay.
That and a zebra wearing a tutu.
I don't think I'll get both now. I'll probably settle for one.
This is huge news.
It better be.
This is huge news.
That we talked about last week.
We touched on it last week, but then something came out.
It's about Trump, is it?
He could be related to it, but it's not about him in particular.
Right.
Congress in America. Congress in America had a hearing. And the hearing was from a guy called Louis...
Toril.
Called that, or I can't remember what his fucking name is.
He's talking about aliens.
Did we talk about it last week now?
Is that the clip I was saying on? Yeah, it's a clip of him talking about
aliens living where?
In pyramids.
In the fucking ocean, lads. There's aliens living in the ocean and they have bodies. He said they have biologicals. They have bodies. They have alien bodies. And we're just like, oh, I heard that. Like, we're not listening to what they're fucking saying.
When I was saying that, I was saying it on fucking Twitter. I'm not even calling it X, Twitter. And I was like, that's not true. Do you know straight away? Like,
why?
Because it's on there. I'm just like...
What part of it? Are you saying like what he's saying isn't true, or what you're
just
watching?
Just a whole lot. Yeah, just what he's saying. Like, I'm like, is that AI or something? Like, do you know that way?
That's true. There was a Congress hearing last week, and it was him and two other lads talking about... they've worked in the military. Like,
why isn't that like massive news? Like, why isn't everyone talking
about
it?
Because it sounds crazy.
They were.
Because it sounds crazy.
The New York Times did like huge coverage of it. There was like a four part documentary series on Sky. There was loads of people talking about this.
Well, we weren't.
Yeah, well, he was.
This is last week now. This is a new one.
I
know that.
Since those videos came out about, you know, the Tic Tac and all that stuff.
Yeah. And more video footage. Evidence.
See them then if you have them. Show us. I'll be fucking teasing us.
They're being taken. Like all the evidence is being taken by the government and being hidden. So we can't see it until it becomes unclassified, until it becomes declassified.
When will that be?
It's out like last
week.
Open
the curtain.
Last week. Look in the sky, man. Look in the oceans. They're there. There's aliens around us and we don't give a fuck.
Fuck you, Deputy Stag.
And they're trying to like reverse engineer their technologies. Their anti. They literally, there's documents. There's a 27-page document with photographs of
alien technology that's anti-gravity and they're trying to figure out how the thing works. This is from the 80s and they're still trying to figure out how the thing works and what where they're getting their energy from. Like, they don't know how it's propelled or where they get that, like, the fuel. They don't know where the fuck they're getting any of that from. They don't understand that technology. And every country, every major country in the world has access to this technology because they're everywhere. They're like rats, these aliens. And we're just like, it's mad, isn't it? And we don't give a fuck. No one's giving a shit.
I don't believe in all that.
People do. First of all, people do care about the possibility of aliens. Second of all, I don't know exactly how much of what you just said there was unbiased information.
This is just the information that I'm given. And you can only take it at face value. Like, these are professionals. These are professionals.
You can only take it at face value.
Every time, okay.
What a cop out.
Every time we talk about conspiracy theories, you say, well, how come no one's ever talking about it? How come everyone's keeping a secret? People are talking about it. And we're not giving these people, well, we are giving them credit. They're talking about it in Congress. And they're saying straight to their faces, like, yeah, there's bodies. Like, we have alien bodies. Like, we have them. We're studying them. We're studying that technology. We're studying their ships. And Congress are like this. What the fuck?
They already know.
These lads on the Congress are just like fucking, you know, I don't even know if fucking Trump knows. I don't even know if presidents know what's going on. Like, there's big things at play here. And these boys are being found out. And it's just going to keep on coming. Until it's too late. Until they bleed and...
Until they fight back.
Until they... Get us. They're all here trying to get their boys back.
Are they not capable of just like blowing up Earth?
Possibly, yeah.
Why are they just like taking them and just like researching them? Like, surely they'd be like, yeah, what are you doing to me, mate?
Because it's a case of national security.
All I can find about the underwater thing, I'm not saying the rest of it isn't worth asking more questions about, but the underwater thing, was it just the Congresswoman Lauren Boebert who was mad?
She was asking the questions now.
Yeah, but she just said, I've heard there's underwater alien bases. And this article I'm reading here says nobody actually gave her an answer to that question.
Yeah, well, she was saying...
She was the one introducing the idea, not the experts.
She was saying, is there an entrance or exit point like that you know of? And they were saying, not that we know of.
But yeah, well, it doesn't seem any of the people who actually know what they're talking about said there's aliens in the oceans.
That sentence alone just like...
It was Boebert who's just, whatever.
Aliens in the ocean.
Mad.
Ah, fecta.
What's happening, man? What did he have? These boys are literally saying we have alien biologics. They have aliens.
In the water, though?
No, in Area 51 or wherever they're hiding them, like. They have them, like, they're studying them. And they're also studying their species.
I want to believe.
You have to believe. They're literally...
You should watch that series. It's a four-part UFO series.
I've probably seen it.
Do you love you love the aliens?
Well, it's pretty credible stuff.
Yeah.
It covers all this recent stuff. And it goes way back to the history of the first sightings and all this. And there was... I'd have to look it up again. But there was a whole thing when the first person like publicly said they saw or were abducted and probed and all that back in the 50s or 60s or whatever. Suddenly, people all over started saying it. Not to say that, you know, this means nothing else is true, but like it spread like a social contagion almost. And a lot of people started saying, oh, I was abducted. It probably so too. That documentary, it's called UFO, but that goes right back to the first claims and all that. Very good.
And did they say what they look like?
Type in UFO news anchor.
Did he say what they look like?
There's a video of loads of UFOs in the sky and the news anchor is like, what is that? It's like live footage of a city and there's like loads of things going on.
Oh,
saying
that. Sky.
That's fucking insane.
Where did I see that?
Probably Twitter again.
Probably Twitter.
That's in that documentary, yeah.
That's in the documentary.
It's like a triangle or something. It's just
no.
It just keeps popping up on a radar thing in like red and he's like, what's that and all? And then they like, it's from a series I watched on Netflix actually, I think. There's like different alien encounters, UFO encounters, like six parts or something like that. Different episode, different story each episode.
Yeah.
I think it was that. He's watching it on a radar, like he's working in a transmitting fucking place and he's like watching like the outside where the ocean is and stuff and he's like, there's just like keeps popping up in three sections.
Yeah.
And getting closer. And he's like, that's unidentifiable. Like that's...
Not that. There's another one.
Do you know what one I'm talking about there?
I think so, yeah. I think so. There's another one where it's literally just like, you know, it's a new, like a 24-hour news channel, and it's just showing the skyline of Seattle or something like that. And they're saying, oh, welcome to Good Morning on Revar Ireland AM. This is a great morning. It's Monday. I hope you're all getting ready for work and stuff like that. And then she's like, what is that? And like, you can see in the sky that there's like loads of like orbs just going crazy. Like spaceships. And she's like, what is that? And she's like, is that fireworks? And the other fella's like, that doesn't look like fireworks. And it's mad. There was another alien that one of the lads described as a jellyfish, or a UFO that he described as a jellyfish. And after he described as a jellyfish, like they were shooting at it and stuff like that. The lads in the military, they were shooting at this jellyfish, and then it just like shot off, disappeared. But then people brought out videos saying, this looks like a fucking jellyfish. Like, and now there's loads of videos of jellyfish encounters, that these ships that are flying
just little jellyfish
look like little jellyfish, and they do kind of look like little jellyfish.
That'd be an awful shame if they were just little shitty jellyfish.
No, the ships are jellyfish.
Like, oh, the ships.
Yeah, so they're not like the tic tac ships anymore. They're like have tentacles.
It's not like a saucer, is it?
Not anymore.
The classic saucer on a string.
Different cloaking technology. They're fucking the same, man. And we're just like laughing at it. I think it's I'm going to go crazy. I'm like, we're going to be taken over by a different fucking species.
That's what you're exposing yourself to.
He's all sick.
You don't need to worry about it. It's fine.
Well, they not have already. Of
course they would have.
Conquered us if they could.
Of course they would. They're not fucking living in the sea and not coming out and blowing everyone up. There's no way.
There's no aliens in the sea.
That's what I mean. Like, that's my whole point. Like, you have there me fucking. Is. I'm leaving. Give him a podcast on his own talking about all this, will you?
No, I'm perfectly fine talking about UFOs or UAPs, as we call them now.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine talking about that. I think it's, yeah, there's stuff looking into that. Very interesting. But I'm not having Lauren over it, talking like, points.
I love it.
Take me on this thing.
I'm only joking. I love all that. Like, as I said, I want to believe.
But it's not her. I'm not. Fuck her. Forget about her. I'm talking about the boys that she's interviewing who worked for the government.
From what I can see, they didn't agree with her. They didn't say yes. Like, you did you see a short video on TikTok?
No, I watched the fucking 25 minute. I watched the 25 minute Congress.
Did you see a short video on TikTok?
Did you watch a TikTok video about TikTok?
You've been watching TikToks again, haven't you, Joe?
I mean, that's what put me onto it, yeah. And everyone was like, how is everyone not talking about this? And I'm like, what? What's this now? And then I had to go search it out. And you're right. Why is no one talking about it in the news?
Yeah.
Like, the leader, the 10 lads on the debate last night on RTA, like, we're voting for a new leader. Can we talk about the aliens? Can that be a talking point? Sorry, Simon. What do you think is going on with all the UFOs?
I think that I have to say about that is
I think there's more stressful things to be worrying about at the moment. That's more Leo, isn't it?
I don't know, Joe.
Two cheeks of the same arse. But there's something going on, and Trump's going to bring it out because he can't keep his mouth shut. Imagine him with that information.
The aliens are eating the dogs. They're eating the dogs.
They're eating the aliens. They have spaceships like you've never seen before. We're reverse engineering them.
Oh, I wish we could do that impression. Get off our name, will you?
So many people can do it. It seems so doable, but it's actually hard. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the dogs. Look into it. I seen a TikTok. They're eating the
dogs.
That
clip's going to go down in history.
It'll be one of many. It'll be one of
them. Eating the dogs.
I used to, in the early days of YouTube, I used to binge George Bush clips because he had so many gaffes. They were the best. But then when Donald Trump came along, I was like, yeah, okay. I didn't think I could top George Bush, but this lad is something else. Beautiful dogs. He cried. He cried like a baby. Oh, so good.
I'm just waiting for the news bulletin to come in.
They're here.
Do you know the way Leo got up on the podium during COVID and all? Just for him to say,
yeah, there's aliens.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll be just like, right, that's it now. Few cans of beans there. Poking out the side. Come on, under the stairs there. Get on that.
The more I research this, the more I'm convinced that, yes, the underwater aliens is just...
Do exist?
No. They only exist on TikTok.
Yeah.
This is not real news, Joe. You came in here, chest out, screaming the house down about underwater aliens, and your source is TikTok. Get that shit out of here.
That's where they came from.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
What did he say? What did the boys say?
This is a high quality podcast here.
What did the boys say? Can you get some information? Back me up. Play devil's advocate for 2 minutes. And
there is no information because there's no underwater aliens.
What did he say? What would he tell in Congress? He told Congress that there was aliens. They have the biologicals.
That's totally separate. We've established that's a separate issue. It's the underwater aliens. That's what you led with.
Did they not say that? That's where they came from. That they're coming from the sea.
I mean, like Avatar. Were you watching Avatar?
Because I think she said Watsy as well. Watsy. You said Watsits. I want some Watsits.
It does seem it was just.
She just asked a question.
She asked the questions, and now people put on TikTok and go, "Oh my god, the question means it's true."
But why would she ask that question?
Because she's just asking. She's just like, in the cages. And getting a clip for TikTok out of it.
Probably, yeah.
Brings me back to my point. Maybe if they're not in the water.
They're in the pyramids.
They're in the pyramids in Serbia and then Iraq.
Do you know where I think they are?
Space?
Yeah.
Behind the sun?
They haven't found us yet. When they find us, we'll know about it though. They'll be cutting our grass and all.
I think they've definitely found us. I think we are them. I think they've just left. I think they're an ancient civilization that left Earth thousands and thousands of years ago, and now they're coming back.
Do you want that gaff back?
They look just like us. Like, they have eyes, they have little bodies, but they don't need big bodies in space, and they're the same. They're just coming back to check on us, like, as a study. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you ever see when people own gorillas and they let them into the wild? And then they come back like 10 years later.
And they're hugging them.
And the gorilla's like, no fucking way.
Me da.
Da. You fucking left me in the jungle, mate. That's what the aliens are doing. Just to have a little nose, a little study. It's a school trip for them. They're going on a little excursion. Do you want to go to Earth today to see the fucking Egypts? The little sea monkeys. That's what we're like to the aliens.
I've heard that theory before. Maybe from you.
Probably.
That's a TikTok one.
They built the pyramids and fucked off. That was the launch pad.
Yeah.
That's what.
You see, when you jump to pyramids and underwater alien bases and all this stuff, like, you lose all credibility.
Yeah. You're acting the Alex Jones now.
Give over.
Jesus Christ. Don't call me Alex Jones now. They're just aliens. That's all. Don't be scared of the truth. Open your mind. Wake up, guys.
What would you do if you met an alien? We've probably had this as a bonus episode question, have we?
Like, could they talk? Or could we communicate telepathically or something like that? Like, would we?
You can talk, yeah.
I'd have so many questions. I'd say, where'd you come from? First of all, I'd say, can I touch you, or will I get diseases?
Consent. That's not a great first impression to make.
To touch them,
yeah, or just to second thing you say to them, can I touch you?
Can I see inside your ship? How does this shit work?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
What if you can't understand how it works?
You wouldn't. I don't think you could comprehend that technology.
There's a chance you won't be able to relate to them at all. They are not living beings in the way we consider living beings. They would be closer to what we consider gods. They don't even think. They don't speak.
But if they are what we are, if what my theory is saying, let's assume my theory is correct.
No.
Like, if they were...
All right, go on.
Let's assume they were a different evolution of humans, of humankind. I'd bring them back and assuming they can breathe in our atmosphere and everything, I'd say, E.T., can I call you E.T.? You say, yeah. I'd say, do you want to go to the pub? Can I go for a few points? And they'd say, what's that? And I'd say, shortly after you was left, we start boiling grains and drinking it. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why.
And we started standing on grapes.
Yeah, and waiting until they went bad. And then threw some sugar in and started drinking it for some reason. Again, don't ask me why. And we built these buildings. And we have different flavours of this poison coming from taps. Come with me and have a few points.
If you go early enough, you can get a saucer, like a ship, with food on it.
Yeah.
Like a carvery, like. Turkey and ham parcels on a saucer, like a ship, shaped like a ship, like a saucer.
And if you want sauce, you can get that in a little saucer as well. Yeah. Sauce in the saucer.
You can get in a takeaway.
Yeah.
We'll get back to the points there.
But go for points. And then once he starts to loosen up a little bit.
This is exactly what you said. Yeah, now it's all ringing bells on the bonus episode. You just said you're bringing for points.
Yeah.
That's what you do. What do you mean? He's not going to drink it.
Why not?
And then I go Instagram live, a TikTok live, get all the presents and all off everyone. Be loaded like, yeah, hey, what's up? Yeah, well, what's your name again?
Knee bopper. All right, knee bopper, kick, kick.
Yeah, knee bopper, kick, kick, legend he is.
Imagine that. Imagine taking an alien out on a bender.
They'd love it.
They wouldn't want to go back to their home planet. I'd say, how long did it take you to get here? You're bollocksed. Do you want to go to sleep? Do you sleep?
I wouldn't say they do.
Well, I'd say, how old are you? How old is your kind live till?
Forever. Imagine you had, like, forever, like.
Oh, I'd say that sounds painful.
But then, again, you might not be able to comprehend what his answer is.
That probably just a
his planet might. It definitely doesn't revolve around our sun.
No.
Unless. Time is a completely different concept.
Is there other suns?
Does every star in the sky is a sun?
No, it's not. It's another one of them TikTok things.
No, that's true.
I know. Every star in the sky is a sun. Yeah. Has a sun.
Yeah. Is a sun.
No, it's not.
Most of them with
like a sun, like air sun.
Yeah.
That we see.
With
the 40 planet. Degree sun and Tenerife sun.
Yeah.
The same sun.
How is there that many suns?
That's, and every sun has planets going around it. So you're telling me every sun that you, every star that you see in the sky is a planetary system. You're saying that not one of them, and that's only in the visible.
No one's saying that.
Okay.
No one's saying that.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, did you not know that? Every star is a sun.
I didn't know that. Should I have known that?
Yeah.
It's pretty first year kind of
stuff. Air sun is
junior infant sort of stuff, yeah.
Air sun is so small. All the other stars in the sky that you see, their suns are huge. So much bigger than air sun.
That's, no. No, that's not necessarily true. Why do you always, all our stuff is always the worst?
It's not the worst, it's tiny.
Everything in this country is the worst, and even our sun is the worst. It's the worst. It's the smallest of suns. You're such a negative.
It is.
Bollocks sometimes. No, you really are.
It's a great therapy session.
It's a good sun.
It's done well by you, all right? It's grand. It's grand. But you know what? When it dies, it's not even going to be a black hole. It's just going to be a little white dwarf. It's a shit sun. It's a shit sun. Let's face it.
Air sun.
A lot of other suns don't have planets around them, you know.
Get out of town. I don't believe. No, that's not true.
That is true.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lonely sun.
Do you not know that?
That's not true. I don't know. Is that true?
Yep.
Owen?
Not every star has
a planet.
Yep. Some of them are just floating out there on their own.
That's real sad.
Now, a lot of them do have planets, but some of them don't. So just take that into consideration next time you're talking down the sun.
Don't talk to the sun like that.
More sun bashing.
Rare one is tiny. Relatively speaking.
But it is. It's like you talking about, oh, Ireland's the worst country in the world to live in. It's the same. It's the same mental pathway you walk down where you're like, well, our sun is crap. Our country is crap. Our sun is crap. Dublin is crap.
I mean, it is. It is. It is.
How are you, Len? How's the sun? What do you think? That was good, wasn't it?
I enjoyed that. I thought that was just swell.
Yeah, I'll be awake all night now, but how and ever, it was a good episode.
It was a good episode. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week, will you? Will you stall next week?
Yep.
And the bonus episode as well on Mondays. Check out the bonus episodes and get in touch with us.
Yep.
Email us some stuff to stalla@goloudnow.com. Listener questions, thoughts, opinions, compliments. I particularly would be fond of a compliment, but they're rare. They're rare.
They are rare.
Thanks.
See you now.